I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Residents in South Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund area have about double the lead in their blood than elsewhere in the county. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Local health officials are investigating where the lead is coming from in a given home. It could be from contaminated soil, lead paint, dust, or even a cracked coffee cup with lead-based glaze. Removing the source will usually reduce levels of the toxin. Aaron Martinez of the Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment says they've screened more than 200 people of all ages, but there's more work to do, especially for those most at risk.
Every child that lives in the Superfund area, we want to screen. Any woman of childbearing age, we want to screen. We want to make sure that they are safe and lead-free.
Meantime, soil removal and replacement is complete in a park and 11 residences, and more cleanups are underway. Soil and indoor dust sampling continues. The site is one of the highest on the EPA's Superfund National Priority List. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
The Colorado Springs Parks Advisory Board is meeting this morning. Among the presentations, the new master plan for North Cheyenne Canyon Park, which addresses parking, as well as trail expansion. Another focuses on the Strawberry Hill Master Plan as the board deals with park zoning requests. A vote on the Strawberry Hill Master Plan is expected next month. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.